Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Houston Nutt joins us, college football analyst for CBS Sports. Hey, Houston, Taz and the Moose, thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. What is... Let's start a number of ways that we can go. Were you surprised that Ohio State did not skip a beat at all without Urban Meyer on the sideline during these games?
You know, I was curious. I didn't know really what to expect. Sometimes it can go either way, but that was on automatic pilot. Once that first game got on their belt, you could tell. Well, they were in a groove, and Coach Day did a good job. And it's just that team's on automatic pilot, and they have so much speed. And of course, Dwayne Haskins is just doing an outstanding job of executing.
Hey, Coach. So let's go out to California, talk about UCLA football and Chip Kelly. You know, all the success he had in the collegiate level, obviously with the Ducks. Different story right now. You think things will get right for Coach Kelly? You think he's in over his head? You know, you got the quarterback's dad. You know, knocking coach. You know what I mean? Publicly, and that's a tough look for the kid, right? At that point, that must be tough in practice. But anyway, you get my drift. Chip Kelly, man, give me a breakdown on him.
Well, you know, when you look around the country, sometimes change is always hard. You know, you got Willie Taggart, Scott Frost, Chad Morris at Arkansas. You know, sometimes the transition just isn't a smooth one. New terminology. Do this, do that, and then sometimes there's a reason why they hire new coaches, and there's been problems. And so we all know what Chip Kelly can do. We've seen him, the Oregon resume. We've seen what Scott Frost can do. We watched his teams at UCF. What a great run he had there.
Yep.
And a lot of times it means more recruiting, and it's going to take a little time. But now what's tough is to work patient. Fan base is not really wanting to hear about that word. They want to win yesterday. So I'm anxious to see if Chip Kelly can turn that thing around. It doesn't look good right now.
I'm curious, Oregon this weekend, Stanford, you know, Cristobal as head coach for that Oregon Duck program. And what about this matchup, Coach, that hits you between a Stanford team that's been really good under David Shaw and now for a Duck team that's trying to reestablish themselves as a national program?
Yeah, that's going to be a good game. Can't wait to watch that one. You know, when we think of Stanford, we think about, a physicality. You think about the toughness and the attitude Coach Sell kind of instills in his players, and you kind of expect that. You know, Oregon, I think Coach Cristobal has done a great job of really, you know, putting in his blueprint, and they're off to a great start. So this is going to be a game where, hey, who's going to take care of the football the best? Who's going to be able to stop the run the best? And then, of course, which one of these playmakers, who's going to have the most explosive plays? So I'm kind of anxious to see this chess match and see how this thing goes, because both teams are outstanding, off to a great start.
Mm. Hey, Coach, so let's talk about the Sun Devils and Coach Edwards for a second, if you don't mind, Herm Edwards. So, you know, a lot of people were knocking Coach right before this whole thing, the season started. I wasn't one of those guys. I was pulling for Coach Edwards, and sure enough, he's sitting at 2-1 right now. Got a tough task ahead of him playing Washington. That's going to be rough. But here's the deal. I would love to get your perspective on how the head coaching job that Herm Edwards has been doing thus far with the Arizona State Sun Devils.
You know, I think he's done just one of the best jobs ever, because he's hit all the right buttons. And, I heard the same thing you did, heard some noise about, well, he hadn't done this, hadn't recruited,
right,
hadn't done this. But the one thing that we do know is, hey, he's played the game, he's coached the game on a different level, and he's letting his coaches coach. And when you watch this team play, you know, they got this belief factor. And
they're fun to watch, man. They're fun.
In Coach Edwards, man.
Yeah.
And he's got them excited. He's got them playing. And when you start believing like that, that's when you start achieving. And so I'm anxious to see, you know, how far this team can go.
Alabama and A&M, your game on CBS this weekend, Coach. The Aggies gave Clemson a battle at home. Can they give Alabama a battle on the road?
I think they can. You know, when you saw the fight they had, you know, we all know how good Clemson is. They have one of the best front sevens in the country. Very explosive team. They've been winning the last few years. They're used to winning. And then Texas A&M comes in there and really has a chance to win the game at home. So now they're going to a much tougher environment, got to go away from home, play Alabama. But I do. I expect the Texas A&M to put up a great fight. But I think Alabama is going to be too much at the end. But there's just something about Texas A&M right now. You see a different attitude. You see guys playing extremely hard for one another.
Houston, final one for me is you mentioned the struggles of Willie Taggart at Florida State. There's a lot of heat on him. You know, was at Oregon briefly, goes to his alma mater. What about what you've seen here from Taggart and the Seminoles for them to be able to turn around this year?
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough to watch. You know, when you see sacks, turnovers, and penalties and things like that, it's just you've got to clean those things that you can handle. You got to control what you can control. And, of course, recruiting is something else. But we all have this respect for Florida State. We expect so much more. You're the Seminoles. And so I know Coach Taggart feels that way, and he's done a good job where he's been. But this is a tough, tough deal because when you lose and the negativity and the noise gets loud, that's where Coach Taggart's going to really step in and do a great job of when he closed that door in that team room, especially the seniors, take ownership of this team, do the little things right, and try to get this thing right and try to get this team to a bowl game. It will be very difficult. It's going to be very hard, especially the way you started out.
All right, final one. Best four teams. We're only a few weeks into it. Best four teams that Coach Nutt has seen up until this point of the season.
I got to go Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and
go Georgia?
I tell you, I was thinking Georgia. You know, the one team, you know, Washington to me is still a very good football team, but Georgia's, I'd probably go Georgia. They're faster.
And Wisconsin, they lost last week. That offensive line, I thought they were going to go deep. I don't know now.
Yeah. All right, Coach, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.